from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonah McKeown. Missouri lawmakers still don't have an agreement on restoring in-home health care services for more than 8,000 low-income residents. Governor Eric Greitens vetoed a bill that would have maintained in-home care funding by using unspent state dollars. Since then, lawmakers have been negotiating about having a special session on the issue. But Republican Representative David Woods of Versailles says time is running out.
Well, we are on a time frame that if we don't do the special session fairly quickly, you lose the effectiveness of it, and we might as well wait until next session and put it in the next year's budget if we can't get a resolution fairly fast.
Republicans want to reduce a tax break for elderly renters and homeowners to restore in-home health care services, a move that Democratic legislators oppose. Three vacant lots in a dilapidated alley along 3rd Avenue in Columbia may soon become the site of affordable single-family homes for low- to moderate-income residents. Columbia City Council will vote next week on whether to purchase the properties using federally provided community housing and development grant funds. Nonprofit organizations such as Habitat for Humanity would then construct single-family homes on the lots with the help of further grant funding. Long-term oversight and maintenance of the properties would be performed by the Columbia Community Land Trust, which would own the land and sell the houses, ideally at an affordable price. More than half of Columbia renters are forced to spend over 30% of their monthly income on housing costs. Planting small areas of native prairie could reduce water pollution from farm fields. Harvest Public Media's Amy Meyer reports on new research.
Iowa State University professor Lisa Schulte Moore has studied so-called prairie strips for 10 years. They're patches of land strategically planted to native perennial mixes of grasses and flowers on the edges of crop fields.
By converting just a little bit of that cropped area to prairie strips, we get very substantial benefits.
Those include dramatically reducing soil loss, retaining nutrients such as nitrogen and phosphorus, and attracting more pollinators and birds. In addition, the research shows support from farmers and non-farmers alike for conservation with prairie strips. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
A judge has ruled that the state of Missouri owes $26.3 million to more than 3,000 blind people who were underpaid by the Department of Social Services Blind Pension Fund. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the judgment by Cole County Circuit Judge Patricia Joyce was entered last month but made public yesterday. The Blind Pension Fund was established in the 1920s to provide a social safety net for the blind. About 3,000 Missourians are paid roughly $728 a month from a special levy on property taxes. In 2006, the Missouri Council on the Blind sued the state for using the money from the fund for other state expenses. Attorney General Josh Hawley's office has until November 6th to decide whether to appeal. I'm Jonah McKeown, KBIA News, Columbia.